Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, a recovering guilty mommy on a journey to becoming an empowered woman. Join me. I always want to say welcome, but then I realize I've already done that, so let me just jump right in. This is the beginning of a new series that I'm doing. Actually, it's the beginning of my new podcast. This series is to help you enjoy summer more, especially with your kids. I refer to this as my Guilty Mommy Guide to Summer Survival, and there'll be different programs on this topic. I say it tongue-in-cheek, and I'll talk to you more about guilty mommies. You can actually go to my blog and learn more about guilty mommies, but enough of that. Let's talk about summer. To make this easier, I like doing outlines. I like making it simple for you to remember. So for each of these parts, I'm using the word summer, and each letter represents a different episode I'll be doing, which means today's episode is S, and S stands for sit down. No, I'm not bossing you around, although I'm told I'm exceptionally good at doing that. I'm just saying that the first step you need to do is to sit down. I believe firmly in working smarter, not harder. We have a tendency to rush off and run around and try to do things, and then when it all falls apart, at that point, we then sit down and try and decide what it is we did wrong and how we screwed up and how we can make it right, and we waste a whole lot of time. And worse, sometimes we waste a whole lot of money, and I really don't want to see you do that. So I believe work smarter, not harder. I believe no matter what it is you're doing, the best thing is to sit down first and make a plan. I am just a advocate of planning, not planning to the point where you never do anything, but planning carefully so that you're not wasting time, you're not wasting money, and you're not causing yourself a lot of stress. And even more important, you're not causing yourself a lot of guilt. When we just go flying off and think we can handle it and we can't, we tend to beat ourselves up a lot. And I don't want to see you do that. So anyway, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to sit down with a calendar, a couple of pencils, and some paper. So three steps you're going to follow here. You're going to find for most of these, there's three steps. A couple of them have four. At least one of them has four, but most of them have three. Step number one, make a list. What you want to put on the list are the things you hope to accomplish by the end of summer. And the way I do this is instead of sitting there and daydreaming about all the lovely things I'd like to do, I want you to think that it's the 1st of September, and as you are sitting there looking back over the summer, what do you want to see you have accomplished realistically? This includes any special things you want to do, but it also includes any task. Maybe this is a year you finally clean out the garage or paint the kitchen. Those things that you always talk about doing and never get around to. This is a year you start accomplishing these things so you can relax and enjoy yourself other times. So make a list of the things you'd like to accomplish. Put down any special things you want to do. Maybe in the past you've always talked, well, let me give you an example. In the past, my family and I for years always talked about going to the local county fair, the Orange County Fair. We live in Southern California. And we always talked about going to the Orange County Fair, and the fair would end. We'd read in the paper about, you know, yesterday was the last day and they had the highest attendance ever. And Mr. D and I would look at one another and go, oh, we miss the fair because we never planned it. Now we go to the fair the very first day. On opening day, the three of us are there. We're not there when the gate opens because it's just sheer insanity. But we go a couple hours after it opens, and we have a great time. So things like that. One of the things we always talk about doing and never seem to get around to is going to the beach, which in Southern California, that's just ridiculous. So anyway, make a list. Make a list of the things you have regretted not doing in the past. Make a list of the things you know you want to accomplish. You can even make a separate list of a couple of daydream things. You know, shoot high. If I could, I'd really like to do this. Number two, make a note. This is where the calendar comes in. The first thing you do is sit down with the calendar and pencil in all of the things that you know are already scheduled. So put down birthdays, anniversaries, put down any events, you know. For example, if you've already got a vacation planned, write down when that is. Birthday parties, you know, you're going to, family reunions, family picnics, any kind of family celebration or celebration with friends. Get all those down so that you know what days are already blocked out. And then just start looking at your calendar and deciding when you can pencil certain things in. For example, if you have a free weekend, maybe that's a weekend you do the garage. If Tuesdays are always free days, maybe that's when you want to take the kids to the library every week, because I'm a big one. I'm a big one on using all the free resources available to us when we can, especially with kids. Pencil in when you want to go to the beach or any other kind of special event that you want to do. But here's a big thing. Note this. You do not have to have something written in every single day. First off, if you're always doing special things, then none of them are special. And secondly, you want to leave You want to leave a little free time in case something does come up and you can do it. Maybe somebody gets a day off at the last minute and you decide to go somewhere and do something really special you just haven't had time for. Or maybe somebody comes in from out of town. But most importantly, I think summer should be a time when kids should be able to just have fun and go out and play and build forts and dig for mud puddles and all that, kind of ride their bicycles and their skates and all that. And if you're planning every minute, they don't get to do that. Finally, make a plan. Once you've made your list, once you've looked at the calendar, then make a plan to be sure that the things you really want to get done, get done. And then stick to it. If you really want the garage clean this year, highlight that on your list. Put your calendar back, paperclip that to the calendar, make sure it gets done. Or better still, I'm going to be sharing a blog post soon, or I may have already shared it depending on when you're listening to this. And I talk about getting a journal. Go to the dollar store and buy yourself a $1 journal and create a little monthly calendar for each month, July and August, and put it in your journal so that you can keep track of things and make your list and write your notes and write, you know, when you're getting ready to go to the beach, you can write down what it is you need to take with you and just keep everything in that one. It's your summer of 17 journal. Keep everything together. It's really simple. It doesn't have to be that complicated, and you don't have to be that compulsive, that anal about it when it comes to your list. Do it in pencil. It's not carved in granite. This isn't coming down from the mountain. If something doesn't work out, you're planning a beach day and it's just raining like crazy outside, you're not going to the beach. Plan it for another day. But sit down and plan these things out so when the kids go back to school, you can look back on a summer where you had a lot of fun and where you just created a great time for everybody, including you, Mommy. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Simply Jean Ann, wishing you a life filled with simple joy.